dated on the 8th, and it was on a receipt line of my office at 3:30 this afternoon, in the department at 3:30 this afternoon.
What'd you do?
So they're now talking to these three fellows. They almost certainly going to want private counsel on this.
Well, I don't know if they ought to go up there. That Sauerwein, his dog, who's telling Sauerwein to have him up?
I think Sauerwein is really the committee. He's running the committee.
Well, I mean, good. I think I'd call Eastman or Dog and say, well, now I thought we were going to come up.
Definitely.
They go up there tomorrow and they start going
to
travel.
And was suggested that they get private counsel. And on the basis of that, they will then call the committee to say they want to consider getting private counsel and ask for postponements.
They would, or Mr. Potter
would? The individuals would. Because I think that we are in a potential conflict of interest situation here on their testimony.
Well, they ask for private. I don't know enough about it. Bobby, who you look at, thinks we really have to let them go, because otherwise, but I don't know enough about it. But try that. I don't see how you can have a conversation with Eastman. He says he wants to be caught with the dog. The next thing, Sauerwein is asking to come up in 12 hours. Is Dodd the acting chairman? I just think you'd call Dodd and say, Tom, do you want these fellows to come up or not? I mean, I'm going to come up and talk about it, but what do you want them up there tomorrow morning for?
Well, I want to.
And then, of course, the committee people just get a notice. He's trying to hang. I saw one of the goddamn
problems. Is there any possible problem in getting Eastman and Dodd together down here and talking about this thing?
Well, not to me. I think you, I ought to, I mean, I think I you can handle this pretty well. But I think you got to get them to get Sauerwein in some discipline.
Apparently, Eastman already prepped up and treats Dodd with contempt. Treats him like a small boy. And yet he's trying to make him acting chairman and keep him acting chairman. They're saying to take some.
Yeah, but who was up for it? Did Dodd know these fellows were being ordered up? Is that part of your conversation?
Well, I just left the meeting started just a few minutes ago. I thought I would call Dodd back to find out what the story is.
What's
the story?
Now, if they're going up there, what are they going to say? And what are they going to say about their status in the department?
Well, I don't think they'll. Well, if they go up, they'll leave. But if they, but I don't think they'll go tomorrow. If they themselves are asked, if they have a chance to have counsel.
Well, first I try to do it informally, without otherwise the big story that they've asked for counsel and delay. I'd rather have Dodd call it off and say, "Gotta get these fellows can't go up there. They're out to get in trouble." They want to get a counsel, and they haven't got a lawyer, so you better let's put it off a little while. We've looked into it, you've looked into it. I thought that was our understanding, so I get him right away and tell him that.
Well,
let him do it.
Now, two other rough ones. Chris Curry told me the other day something that he says that he and only one other person in the department knows about. I mentioned it to you because you have to know about it, but I would urge you to keep it exactly where it is now in terms of those who know. Chris Herder has told Joe Allson that he cannot go back to the Soviet Union. He did when he was Secretary of State. Are you familiar with
that? Yeah, that's right.
You know about that business.
Yeah.
In case Joe ever tries to go out.
Does he want to go back?
No, I'm going to say, in case he ever tries to go out. He's made some suggestions from time to time that he wants to go back.
I was thinking of it.
Then I would have to.
Like this, he would.
Yeah. And then half an hour ago, I was told that Ed Gulley had
John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Tape 121/A57, Reel 2. 2 minutes, 57 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The 5 excisions have been indicated. For additional information, see recording log number 121/A57.